Welcome to the second episode of Briefings with Butts. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. I want to thank everyone for some great feedback on our new audio format last week. We hope that this weekly update helps you to feel connected, informed, and most importantly, celebrated. Our people set Wayne apart, so we're excited to highlight you. We're just over 2 weeks in, and we are off to such a great start to the school year. It's been wonderful to hear stories about back-to-school nights and to listen to information coming from classrooms and the learning that is happening and the excitement that we have to be in session, in person, back to somewhat a post-pandemic normal. This week, Room 34 at Chapelwood recently shared their goals and what they want their story to be about this year. Sarah Archer shared, "I want my story to be about making sure all of my students know that I love, respect, and see them for the incredible young people they are." And several students shared that they want their story to be about helping and caring for others. We love to see this commitment to writing a positive story and the level of support and care you have for one another. Yesterday, we celebrated some very important people in our district, our transportation department. It was Transportation Appreciation Day. They play such a critical role in all that we do. They're the first ones to see our students in the morning and many times the last ones to see them as they're getting off the bus after school. The relationships they build with our students and our staff set the tone for the day. We can't forget our transportation office and garage staff as well. The mechanics diligently work behind the scenes, ensuring that our students are arriving safely and on time. We're honored to honor them this week. Our sincere appreciation goes out to everyone on our transportation team, and we appreciate all that you do to build relationships and to keep our students safe every day. Hey, by the way, for all of our new employees, today is their very first payday as a Wayne employee. They are receiving a Wayne paycheck today, and because the post office has seen a few glitches over the last months and years, our new employees will be getting their first paycheck hand-delivered today to the buildings rather than being mailed. We want to make sure that you receive your paycheck, all new employees, the first one being paper, as soon as possible. So look for your principal to be delivering those today if you've not already received those. We are having some staffing openings. We have 35 currently certified openings, and our HR team is working hard to fill those positions. Though we are still hiring, we are able to meet the needs of our students and want to thank everyone for pitching in and for supporting each other. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to find great candidates. So if you know someone that might be a great fit for an open position here in Wayne Township, make sure to encourage them to check out our website and to apply. We're also monitoring our student enrollment as we get closer to our count day, which will be Friday, September the 16th. We know that students are still actively enrolling, but we are down several hundred students currently. And so we'll continue to monitor that on a regular basis as we lead up to that count day on September the 16th. Next week, we also are having our second meeting as we explore the possibility of forming a new MSD of Wayne Township Police Department. The Advisory Council will continue to meet and look at the diverse perspectives from across our district with student representation and staff working alongside our police officers to look at the recommendations for the Board of Education later on this winter or early next spring as we work with other school districts that have already gone through this work and have already formed their own police departments. During the next several months, we will be looking at the statutory framework for a school police department, examining operations, identifying concerns and needs, and just making sure that we are doing the very best to keep our students, staff, and families safe while we are at school. Speaking of our Board of Education, one of the most important things that our board does each year is to look at, review, and create board policy. This week, Dr. Suggs emailed the 2022-2023 School Board Policy Annual Notice. This is really just to make sure that you know exactly where to find those board policies in case you need to refer to them. And so make sure that you're filling out that jot form, getting that submitted back to Dr. Suggs, and letting us know that you are able to find those school board policies. In addition, every time that a school board policy is updated, you'll get an email from Dr. Suggs letting you know in case you'd like to go look and see what some of those changes may be in relation to either situations that are occurring in the district or to recent legislative changes in the law. Shifting gears, we are deep into our strategic planning and we are excited that this process has begun. Already this fall, we are engaging staff, students, and the community as we work to determine our vision for the future. Over the next several weeks, we will be hosting focus groups, having interviews, and a community meeting, and launching a survey, which will go to all staff and to our community from August 22nd to September the 2nd. So look for that survey, August 22nd through September the 2nd. As we move through the strategic planning process, your voice and perspective are vital. We're investing time and resources in this process, but we need everyone's perspective to make sure that we get it right. So thank you in advance for participating and encouraging others to do the same. We continue to work through our federal grant known as ESSER, but those are the funds that were given during the pandemic to support student learning. Thanks to ESSER and all the fantastic work we've been doing to establish independent reading across our first through fourth grade classrooms, we'll provide almost $1,000 in books for every first through fourth grade classroom for their classroom library, with deliveries starting this week. In addition to those classroom libraries, we continue to offer the Level Up program at the high school to support students in staying on track. Our additional SEL coaches will no doubt make a tremendous impact this year, and we have several HVAC projects underway to make sure that we are improving the air quality in each one of our buildings. This week, the Wayne Township Education Foundation worked with Donors Choose and funded over 125 teacher projects with almost $21,000 from the Education Foundation to make sure those 125 projects were funded. We so appreciate the foundation's support of our deserving teacher recipients. We're looking forward to highlighting many of those classroom programs that will be possible with this support. Just a reminder that the deadline to apply for a Wayne Township Education Foundation traditional grant is coming up on September the 1st. To learn more, make sure to visit the Education Foundation page on our website, which you can find under the Community tab. Well, this is my favorite part of our briefings with Butts, and we're going to highlight again another amazing individual who is doing an incredible job making a significant difference for our students here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Today, I'm here with our 2022 Wayne Township Elementary Teacher of the Year, Ms. Shanae Kelly, in her classroom number 21 at Westlake Elementary School. Ms. Kelly, congratulations. What an amazing honor. It was so fun to be with you last spring when you were recognized as the Teacher of the Year. Talk to us a little bit. Tell our listeners about your journey. How did you get into teaching? How did you get to Westlake? What brought you here?
First off, thank you for this opportunity. Education has always been something I valued in life. My family started with that. And so my journey began at Ball State University, majoring in elementary education.
Chirp, chirp, right?
Yes. Go Cardinals. And then I graduated late summer. So some jobs were filled. But here at Westlake, there was a maternity leave position open. And it just so happened that year, there were three teachers going on a maternity leave at various times of the year. So I was able to spend a year here learning and growing and fell in love with Wayne. And I have been here ever since and have decided not to leave Westlake. My time isn't up yet.
That is wonderful. And that would have been under Dr. Denisha Murph at the time.
Absolutely.
So three maternity leaves, all three different grade levels?
First grade, second grade, and third grade.
Wow. Give you a lot of diverse experiences in that first year.
Yes. It was very beneficial. And also the professional development Wayne offers. I felt like I was ahead of the game being able to get that information as only a substitute.
So then in your second year, what grade did you land in?
First grade.
Okay.
So I landed in first grade, and I've been in first grade now for the last 11 years.
Tell us what you like about first grade.
I love the innocence. They still love school. We're still able to have a little fun and not focus so much on the testing and academics. We can have a mixture of both.
And obviously, our kindergarten teachers are doing a great job getting them ready for you. So you don't have to go through all that how to do school stuff because our kindergarten teachers have already worked with them on that.
Yes. And it's funny because at Ball State, I thought I wanted to be a kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. And then coming here, I realized first grade was my area. That foundation was already laid. And I could just give a little bit more for them.
Tell us about how surprised you were when your name was read, not only as the Westlake Teacher of the Year, but as the Wayne Township Elementary Teacher of the Year.
I was in complete shock. I had no idea. I had sat through some of the other sessions with other teachers, and it never crossed my mind that the Elementary Teacher of the Year wasn't announced. I didn't think about it. And then when my name was called, I just couldn't believe it. Humbled. Mm. And honored for the recognition, but had no idea that it would be me.
That's amazing. It was great to see your face. I love seeing how surprised that people are, and especially you, when you were named as the elementary teacher of the year. You had a chance to teach before the pandemic, and I swore this summer that I would never use that word again. But I think it's important for us to capture what that was like. And so you taught before the pandemic, so you knew what that was like. And then you taught in the pandemic for 2.5 years. So what was teaching the pandemic like?
It was very uneasy at first because there was just so much unknown within the educational field, within the health field. It was something that the world had never seen before. So coming into the classroom, it was very uneasy. But I also think it strengthened me as a teacher. Mm-hmm. It showed me that I had abilities and skills that I didn't know I had. And it also sharpened me, gave me some new things to learn.
Mm-hmm. We also, at the same time, were going through some pretty significant issues in our country with social justice matters and Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery, and we could go on with those names. And we weren't allowed to be around people, right? We were isolated, and all this other stuff is going on. How hard was it for you to stay focused on your students and still kind of process through some of those other personal issues, right? We all were going through something through those times. So talk about your own mental health.
Yeah, it was very tough, especially when we couldn't leave home. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with your time? Mm-hmm. You can only sleep so much. You can only watch so many TV shows. And so it was tough seeing those things on TV, because also as African-American, you want to know, when will times change? Mm-hmm. This battle has been going on for a long time. What will it take for the world to realize mm-hmm. that African-Americans are being harmed every day as they're stepping outside their house? Mm-hmm. For me, mentally, it was just having some peaceful moments, turning the TV off, reading my Bible, journaling, writing mm-hmm. down, how do I feel about this? And then coming into a classroom with students, especially first graders, who have no idea why they were in the school for such a long time when we did return, or returning and seeing dots on the floor because mm-hmm. they have to be social distance, or wearing their mask, or why can't they play with friends from another classroom? So it was challenging, mm-hmm. but also I'm grateful that I had that responsibility to help those first graders.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about the history, and I had a chance yesterday to have a conversation with Dr. Kevin Brown, professor at IU in School of Law, Maurer School of Law. And he talked about all the way back to the Board of Education, Brown versus the Board of Education, and even some of the language in the decision that the Supreme Court had that really, even at that point in time, has kind of set our path forward. And so we can go back to the 50s and talk about how this has been ongoing for now 70 plus years. So let's shift gears. What does your best day look like? We always want to focus on the positive. So what is your best day?
My room is transformed. My learners, they're smiling. They're happy about what they're learning. They're making connections. They're able to explain what they're working on, show their thinking process, and not only learning, but having fun while learning.
Mm-hmm. We have had one of my favorite times of the year is to go to the new teacher breakfast. And this year we had about 110 new teachers, not all new to the profession, but new to Wayne. You mentioned professional development. You mentioned your first year experience. What's your advice to our new teachers as they're now a couple weeks in and things are starting to settle in and they're trying to learn a little bit about Wayne, kind of that drinking through the fire hose?
I would say have an open mind and always be a learner yourself, because education is always changing. Things in Wayne are forever changing, to make sure that we're moving forward. And so be open. It's okay. Be patient. Mm. If today's not great, tomorrow's a new day. Come in the door with a smile on your face and start over, because sometimes you have to hit reset, and it's okay to do that.
Mm. How often do you rely on your colleagues? How often do you rely on a teacher next door, teacher across the hallway, somebody else in your grade level team?
All the time. I think it's a collaborative work. I absolutely love my first grade team. We never hesitate to reach out to each other, whether it's assisting with classroom management, or if it's lesson planning. We really depend on each other. And I think that's what makes us such a good group of people to work with.
Yeah, it's always fun. It makes work so much easier. Doesn't make it seem like work when you enjoy who you work with and where you work.
Absolutely.
You don't teach all the time. You're not always at school. You obviously spend time at home, and you spend time on the weekends doing things. But what do you do when you're not teaching? What do you like?
There's a few things that I do when I'm not teaching. One is I love to read. So anytime I can read, that always makes me happy. I'm very family oriented. I love my family. I'm from South Bend, Indiana. So So anytime I can spend with my parents, my siblings, my niece and nephew, that makes me happy. And then I'm also the chapter president of the Anderson-Munsee Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So that takes up a lot of my time. We're in the communities, we're serving, we're also helping with scholarships. And so being president takes up most of my time outside of Westlake.
That's excellent. So you're giving back and you're service minded.
Yes.
And that is awesome. What is one thing that people don't know about you that you'd like for them to know?
I don't think many people know that I'm actually an introvert. Being in leadership actually makes me nervous. My heart flutters whenever I'm in front talking, and it may seem like I'm good at it. But also when you have those leadership qualities, you can't sit on them. So I've learned that I have them and I have to use them, but it terrifies me to be in leadership.
Wow. Well, you'd never know it. You do a phenomenal job. You've overcome that for sure. Last question. Where is your favorite place on earth?
I don't know if I have a single favorite place, but two places that I don't mind being is wherever my family is, I'm there. And also a beach. Any beach, give me sands between my toes with a good book, and I'm there.
I'm right there with you. I graduated from high school in Southwest Florida, so I, yeah, beach, a little bit of waves, and
so soothing.
A book. That's amazing. Well, Ms. Kelly, thank you so much and for chatting with us today and for making the tremendous impact that you make in the lives of our first graders. We do wish you the best of luck as you advance on to the state level Teacher of the Year. I call it a competition, but it's a competition. I hate to think of it being that competitive, but we wish you the very best and know that we'll be cheering you on and rooting for you through that process.
Thank you.
Coming up, Straight A drive-through recognitions continue next week, both at Ben Davis University High School on Tuesday and Ben Davis High School on Thursday. Our first home football game of the 2022 season will be next Friday at home against Brownsburg, our neighbors to the west, purple on purple. August is National Wellness Month, focusing on self-care, managing stress, and promoting healthy routines. Just a reminder that this month's hydration challenge from our wellness coaches continues through September the 2nd. So be sure to drink up, track your progress towards your hydration goal on your calendar so that you can turn that back in for a prize in September. Well, that is it for this week. Be sure to listen next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. I want to end this episode, as I did last week, with our quote from John Lewis, which I shared on opening day. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And don't forget, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.